Hi there, everyone. It's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. And what's special, there's a lot of things special about tonight, but what's especially special about tonight is it's my two-year anniversary. Hey, I've been with DBS Radio for 2 years now, and when I actually look at the calendar, if you look at the calendar, it's actually, I suppose, it was the last weekend in February 2007 that I started doing this. So in reality, it was actually probably last weekend, but I did it was this weekend, March 1st, good day. Anyway, that's one of the things that's special about today. Another thing is we're all alive. We should be very happy about that. It's a great day. And if you're tuning in for the first time, Akashic Wisdom is a show that talks about life and the Akashic Records. We talk about your life and how your life is affected with the Akashic Records. You get to call in questions. And the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, including this lifetime. But more importantly, what we do here at Akashic Wisdom and with the, when I teach people how to access the Akashic Records is I help them get a better communication with their soul's information. So it's really about creating a relationship with your soul and the information. And there are many levels to the work of the Akasha. There's level one where you learn how to work with your own records, and level two where you learn how to work with other people's records, the records of land, and animals. And that brings us to the other reason that this show is so special. With me tonight is what has turned out to be a very dear friend over the years, as well as a student of the Akasha, my friend Lori Rayon Anderson. And what she does is she has a wonderful talent for moving into the energy of animals and helping their owners communicate with them. So she is an internationally known animal communicator, but more than that, she has had the pleasure and the honor in this lifetime to be connected with a grandmaster energy by the name of Puda. That's what we call Puda in this lifetime. And Puda comes forward and enjoys being a cat, and so has reincarnated in many, many lifetimes, but in this lifetime many times, and Lori's going to tell you the story, but I know from the records that Puda, the energy, is a high vibrational being that brings wisdom to us here on the planet and specifically helps us with wisdom for ourselves and our animals. And we're also going to talk a little bit about what Lori does with the whales and the dolphins, not to negate that in any way, shape, or form, but her work with the whales and the dolphins is legendary, and she takes trips out to the ocean to see all these wonderful beings in the wild, and she's got so many things to tell us. So we may not have time this one day to talk to Lori, so we may have her come back next week, but your questions are going to be very, very relevant and very, very helpful, and we want you to call in. But give us a chance to talk a little bit, and then we'll take your questions, and we already have some people who have emailed questions, and you know, I have talked quite enough. I am now going to introduce my friend and wonderful student of the Akasha, Rayon Lori Anderson. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on with you, Donna, and congratulations on your anniversary. It's hard to believe that the show's been on 2 years. Time has gone so quickly.
It is.
Yeah.
It has.
You were on
with Puda a while ago. Were you on with Puda, or you were on after Puda passed and then came back?
Last time I was on with Puda, she didn't have a physical body.
Right.
But, you know, when she doesn't have a physical body, in some way she's even stronger.
Right.
In my mind's eye, you know, and with her voice, because she's not distracted running around being the huntress extraordinaire. You
know? That she always is.
Yes, she is. Yes, she does. Yeah. She totally enjoys the dance with the birds and the...
Well, but that's one of the reasons we keep coming back to incarnate on Earth, not only as animals, but as humans.
Yes.
We love that physicality, texture of density. Anyway, so...
We enjoy the contrast, yes.
Exactly, the contrast. That's a good way to put it. Okay, so, you know, first of all, I know that people are going to want to know a little bit about how you got into working with CODA and what you do with CODA, and I know that you have some trips for the dolphins coming up, and we had some wonderful questions that got emailed in and I had forwarded you. So I'm going to kind of just let you take the mic for a moment, and then let's just have a nice conversation. And what I'm going to do is ask you questions I think the audience would like to know, and then we'll probably eventually get some folks calling in, and we'll just have a nice chat. And if you can, we'll have you come back next week to finish this up, because
sounds wonderful.
Yeah. No, one of the things I do have to apologize to the listeners, though. You know, last week I somehow got my dates kind of mixed up in my head. I think it's the 2-year end of February business. But I told people that they could call in about their soul's purpose, and so I don't want to tell. I want my listeners to know you can call in about that, about
how to
create your soul's purpose, and instead of just getting one viewpoint from the records, you're now going to get two, and that's great, because Lori and I can both help talk to you. However, we do want, you know, but what's even better is that you can come from a place of what your purpose is with your animals and why they're with you. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. Life's purpose with or without an animal is certainly appropriate for any questions tonight. Yeah, we're open to that.
Mm-hmm. So talk to us about CODA and your journey with her, and you know, and after you kind of give us a little brief overview of how this happened, what is the purpose of why CODA and you chose to come together in this lifetime? So take it away, Lori.
Yeah, well, in actual Akashic Record consultations with Donna, while I was a student of the Akasha before I had come to level 2, Donna was also able to confirm, you know, as many people have, that the relationship I have with CODA is what they call a soul braid. We've been together, you know, from probably the beginning of the Earth Project, from the Earth time. We don't really have time to go into all of that. So we want to focus, I think, more probably on this lifetime so people can get a more grounded sense of why it happened to me. And, of course, it's happening to people all over the world. They're having incredible relationships with their animals, and they're waking up and communicating with them. But it was really open to me in this lifetime. After I'd had a quote-unquote car accident, and of course we know there are no accidents. It was,
right.
You know, one of those things that was meant to put me more on my spiritual path. And while I was recovering, I was laying in bed a lot, and at that time, CODA was Cootie, and he was this big male cat that had been given to me by my boyfriend at the time. And from the time he was a kitten, he was different. He was not like the other cats. So that was the first sign. But while I was recovering, I'd had this near-death experience. I was shown from the other side, in my, I guess you'd say, holographic life review, who Cootie was. And that memory, I was able to retain that memory, even though when I got back in my body and I was back on Earth and, you know, I was healing, I didn't necessarily believe it. I thought I was going crazy. I thought, how could this be? Because this cat would lay in bed with me and would look me in the eye and would ask me to write. I mean, just like you and I are talking. That's how strong the voice was.
Huh.
Of course, there was not any really people around me, so I was doubting myself. But I started writing these poems and prayers about creating heaven on Earth and about love is all there is and what makes love real on Earth. And what Cootie was telling me is sharing. And at that point, I was very shut off in the world. I wasn't really sharing.
Well,
so I wrote down things that I didn't completely understand.
As you've told it to me, even during that time of life crisis when you were... You hadn't actually become. Let's say enlightened, but you hadn't even metaphysical at the time. Is that correct?
No, I was raised a Christian, and
right.
No disrespect at all to the Christians out there.
Right,
I mean,
right.
But I mean, I didn't have a wider overview of. I didn't understand reincarnation, and I didn't know. I didn't completely understand choice and free will. And I, you know, of course, you could live many lifetimes and not completely understand that. But taking full responsibility for every thought, every word, and every deed is what animals do, and what's what humans are seeking to do.
Say that again. I think that's really important.
Take responsibility.
Yes.
In your body, for every thought and every word and every deed. And what I can tell you from personal experience, and I'm sure most of you will agree with me that have animals in your life, animals do that every day, all day long.
Right.
They have no resistance to source energy. They don't live in duality. They don't live in, you know, fear and love as an opposition, hot and cold, or right and wrong. They live just in love, in the now. And that therapy, we can talk about that later.
Right. Well, that's what I actually learned. Is, and what she can...
BBSRadio.com.
Hi there. Boy, I'm sorry if you guys were wondering what happened to us for a moment. Don, if you're listening, I'm catching an echo here. But I think the sound should be okay. All right, get back to what I was talking about. What I learned with Katie, when Katie died, is that what she shared with me is that animals truly have no judgment, that they don't have any, they understand who to trust and who not to trust, but they don't judge.
Right.
One is better than the other, or one is nice, or one is not. They hold unconditional love, really, for everyone. They just know who to trust and who not to, based on that the individual treatment.
They have discernment.
They have no
judgment at all, but they do have some discernment for safety purposes and for energetic boundaries for their human families. You know,
and even when they fight. In other words, like if animals fight, it's not about anger or hatred, it's about protection. Is that right?
Yes.
You're kind of going in and out on me here, kiddo, because I can hear it.
Yeah. All right. Okay, I'm going to try to move, but keep talking.
Okay. All right. Got to find that other phone there, Laurie. Anyway, so...
You're right.
Yeah. So anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Continue talking about Buddha and what you've learned and what you do and what happened.
Well,
with your writing.
Yeah. Well, what I learned during that time when I was recovering and Pootie was with me is that there's a lot more going on inside those little furry bodies than I ever dreamed possible. And I just quickly from my background, animals were my first love. I grew up on a horse in Nebraska. And, you know, I studied veterinary medicine. I walked the path with the animals. But coming to this place with the healing after the near-death experience, having the telepathy opened up to me, didn't necessarily feel like a gift at first. It felt like there was something wrong with me. But I had to move through that, and I did. And I think the lesson for me that I can share with other people now is that the gift of telepathy is remembering the pure forms of communication. And anybody can do it. You don't have to die to do it. That's just how it happened for me. I mean... Or at least that's how it came back to me. I think I had it as a child.
Do you teach people how to communicate with your animals?
I do. We have animal communication classes. We have meditations. And we just encourage people in private consultations to really, really go within and have ceremony with their animals and sit down and look them, you know, get down on their level and look them in the eyes and be open in your meditation to hear what they really want to say to you because it's important. They're walking, talking angels, literally. They're angelics. And they're here... to assist us in every way they can. And they do so much for us that it's inconceivable to even be able to process it all. Sometimes they show me so much that it just overwhelms me with the love that they bring to this planet.
So you had mentioned that one of the things that you and I talked about, and I'm going to quote you here, it says that this we're talking about animals. I'm quoting your email that you sent me. Is that many times people can understand their life purpose based on the kind of animals they chose to incarnate with. Is that correct? Or did
I think...
wrong?
Well, read it one more time, please.
Says, it might be good to explain and talk about animals' life purpose for choosing to incarnate into a specific animal body. And that they also have a divine life purpose and choose many times, like Buddha, to come to someone specific. So that coming to someone specific assists them, that human, in that human's life purpose. I'm reading into that. And it says many others come in with more of an idea of what they would like to bring to their human companions and multiple backup plans as to where they will land, which is very interested. And so what people don't always think about is, why did this animal choose me, you know, and what that's all about, you know. That's
right.
So
let's back to, just for a moment, because there's like three categories there. Let's go back to an example. is like Puda, for example, in my life. Now she's, now that I'm awake and understanding that this being, who this being is, like you said, a grandmaster, an ascended being, a being of love and light that came to the planet to speak to the people. She's a teacher cat. She goes to conferences. You know, she's writing books. She's not better or worse than any other cat, but she has a specific divine life purpose, and she's chosen me, and I've accepted, you know, on the other side before we come here, to work together to bring these messages of love to people. Sometimes people can get it better from an animal than they can from a human. Sometimes there's more trust. You know, animal lovers out there that are listening, you know what I'm talking about. If your animal told you something in love, you would hear it maybe perhaps better than you would from your husband or your daughter or your son. You would hear it differently. It would come into your heart. And so that's what I find working, one of the great joys of working with Puda. I recently took her to a conference in Sedona, and a woman just kept inching. And she sits in the chair like everybody else at the conference. She's so cute. And this woman just kept inching over. And she got close to her, and then she asked if she could pick her up, and she did. And as she held her up against her heart, she just started to cry. The tears just started to run, and this is during a break. And she said, "Oh," and you know, Puda said, "Don't take me back. Let me be with her for a while." And then she started to tell the story of how her cat, who of 22 years, had recently passed away, and this was helping her release that, you know, with the grief. And Puda will tell me who to go to. We'll be driving in the car, and she'll tell me to pull over. I can't always pull over, but I mean, you know, so she. These animals, and not just Puda, have access at all times to the records. You see, they understand. They remember because they don't have any resistance to source energy. They don't have the contract. I mean, they live in the love zone. They live in the waterfall, and sometimes we live in the trickle. <You know? laughs> It's best to move over to the waterfall, you know.
Yes,
into the light. Yeah. Now, hopefully that's helpful. And I know many of you out there know that the animal that are with you have been with you before. So this is a divine life purpose. You have a contract. They chose you. You chose them, and you're together. So I just encourage you to explore why, if you haven't already discovered it. There may be more, lots of things that they want to bring forth for you. But mostly it's just to love you and be with you. But there may be more. What's going, you know, into it.
So we're now becoming much more aware of...
Yes.
And it was like more aware of the real true purpose of why animals are on the planet. It's not just pet animals. In other words, like it's just not the dogs and the cats, or even the just the horses. But you talk about what you're doing with the dolphins and the whales, and there are other, you know, all animals on the planet have divine purpose to help awaken human beings.
Yeah.
Including the endangered species.
Right.
Yeah.
So where shall we start?
wherever your record keepers tell you to, because your records are open. And as always, we are speaking our information. Sounds like, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to each other and you, but we are participating, yes, that way, but we're also bringing forth information from the Akasha as we do this. So that's what makes
That's right. Okay. So I'm being guided, just to go back for a moment to like category two of the previous question, which is because a lot of people have gone to get a rescue animal, or they just have an animal in their life because they love animals and the animal loves them and they're like a companion. But I think what we want to bring forth here is there's still more, because again, I mentioned animals come in sometimes and they choose, like dogs, let's take for example dogs. Dogs are a group consciousness, and they come in and they unconditional love. They just love you, no matter what. And that's a great thing.
Okay.
So let's take a dog, for example, that comes in, doesn't really know where the dog's going to land, doesn't really know. So there'll be like multiple backup plans in the records for this dog. And so the dog ends up...
Explain that a little bit. Doesn't really know where he's going to land, where he's going to land. What do you mean by that?
Well, after they're born, they don't know specifically what home they're going to go to, because like Puda knew when she comes in that I'm going to find her because I'm telepathic with her, and you know,
right.
I know. But everybody doesn't have that. So there's category two, which is the animal wants to find somebody that's in, I would say, in their soul ray, like somebody that's, like, let's say you're a blue six or something like that, and you come from a certain area of the cosmos. The dog would like to come in and be with somebody that's in its soul family. So there might be like 10 people that spirit tries to line that dog up with. And that's what I call multiple backup plans. They usually end up getting like second, third, fourth. I mean, they get up, you know, there's a lot of help out there, folks, and to help you be reunited with soul family members, including animals. So that's important to know. So you might want to take a look at your dog or your cat or your bird or your horse, and you might want to go deeper and find out, you know, how that works and why you're together and how you...
Right, I guess...
In,
what, I guess that's interesting to me. Yeah, I guess that's interesting to me because I was kind of under the impression that it was really even more specific than that. That although, because we're on a planet of free will choice, obviously things like that change.
That's it. There you go.
You know.
That's right. It's the free
yeah.
will.
And
sometimes people
free will
don't
choice,
get.
That's why we have backup plans. Okay, got it. All
right. Right. I mean, you might have the dog of your dreams, and then you just walk past him. It's just like two ships passing in the night. And that doesn't mean the dog isn't going to get a good home. It just, it's just the way it is. So I would just encourage people to go deeper, because as we awaken, you know, to multidimensionality, to greater levels of consciousness, there's a great being inside that body, a great being. It's not just a little furry body walking around. There's so much more. Try to look at your animals literally. Just take a moment, close your eyes, and take away the body. It's just a costume, and see them as the great being that they are, and ask them what they're here to do for you, and connect more with them. Allow them. The more you open to them, the more they're allowed to share with you the higher wisdoms.
So how does somebody do that?
Well, meditation, ceremony,
okay.
Communication.
Okay.
Like I said, get down. I mean, just spend time with them. Just get down and look into their eyes. And most of the people I think that are out there listening,
yes.
not the Akashic, are pretty open people. They're really open to go
right.
deeper, to hear more, right. and know.
Yeah, and I think that's what's important when you're talking about kind of communicating with your animal and getting and really kind of making that connection. It also has to do with it, with moving into the intention of making that connection.
Yes. Yes.
So that when you're stroking the animal, and it's not about waiting for them to quote unquote talk to you like they're going to talk. Sometimes the way, this is my impression and my experience, is that I start getting thoughts, like you did. You started getting the thoughts to write these things down that Puda gave you.
Right.
And so the idea here is that it's really important for us as humans to become more aware of the difference in the way we think
yes.
when we have are connecting with our animals, and also become more aware of the thoughts that come in our head or our realm or feelings that we have when we're with the animal, and then allow that to begin actually create the bridge of communication. Would that make sense?
Yes. And you have to get how to do that. What people, you have to get out of your minds and into your hearts, because animals live in this place of gratitude. They live
right.
in a place of pure love and just service. I mean, they're such great service entities. What would we do without them? I can't even imagine where I would be or what life would be like. They're such great beings of service. So if you can move into your heart where they live and just, you know, stop and know that when you receive a message or a thought form or you literally hear words, that you are, it's true. They're really communicating with you. It's true. And when you start doubting it, then that's when the energetic, you know, hotline between the two of you kind of shuts down, and then they just kind of have to wait. And then another thing I want to encourage people to do is, if you're going to take this seriously in a very loving way, you want to ask their permission. You want to say,
right.
I really want to communicate with you. I love you. And I know there's more going on, and I know I can do this. I know I can. I heard an animal communicator tell me. I can be an animal. An animal communicator is in everyone. Everyone
right.
can do it. You know, and when I'm talking to people who aren't quite spiritually open yet, I'll use an example of prayer. All over the world, prayer studies have been done. If people know that prayer works. Well, what is prayer? Prayer is telepathy.
Right. Yes. Yes.
So, you see, we have that with everything on the planet. And then the third category, of course, is nature, the animals in nature. They're not, you know, walking around in service to us in the same way the domesticated pets are, but they're definitely in service to the planet to keep the vibration
right.
high, work with the elementals and so forth. So you're going to get messages from them, too, like if you're out in nature. How many times has a flock of birds flown over and you just knew that was for you? It looked like a
right.
flyby, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Things like that, you know, communicating with the animals that are just on the planet just to bring love, you know,
well,
to balance.
The interesting thing happened is you know, and the listeners know if they've been listening for a while, I just recently opened the Spiritual Wellness Center at my parents' house. I call it Nana's house. And I was sitting there I did a level one workshop there even before it was officially opened. And I'm sitting there actually putting, like, those pole lamps together. I'm sitting in the dining room looking out the window, and it looks out to the backyard and also onto the street. And there's a large telephone pole. My mom would always feed the Blue Jays there. I mean, she would always throw them peanuts and things like that. And all of a sudden, it's like these Blue Jays start showing up in the backyard. Now, my mom's been gone since 1993. So it's not like they're expecting her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they were but she was there. Somehow they knew she was there. Something was very interesting going on. These Blue Jays came down and started calling to me. Like, it was the most amazing thing. They were singing these wonderful songs because for the first time in a long time, the house was active and the house was being used spiritually again. And it was almost like they were welcoming me with their song.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it was just amazing. And then I'm looking at them and kind of talking to them through the glass as I'm talking, you know, because unfortunately I didn't have any peanuts with me. And because I really felt we were communicating. And I look on top of the telephone pole, and there is this beautiful white hawk.
Wow.
Sitting right on top of this, and this is cold. It's cold. It's like January, okay? And now this is not a country home, okay? This is like on a corner house in the middle of a city, you know what I mean, across the street from a restaurant. You know, there's a busy side street up and down right where this hawk was sitting on top. And there was a parking lot beyond the, I mean, so it's not like this is an isolated
not in the country, yeah.
Yeah, it is not in the country. Definitely not in the country. Great location for a center, but it's not like in a country. And
so you received
hawk,
a message.
Well, the message I got is that this hawk was my mom, and that she was directing. She was a message. She was the goddess messenger, overseeing, and being the protector of this whole thing that I was doing, you know, and it's not like, again, this hawk lighted and left. Number one, I'd never seen a white hawk before in my life. Wasn't even sure I was seeing one. Is that an owl? But it's the middle of the day.
Definitely your mom.
And it sat there and faced the four corners. So it started out facing me. Then it turned and gave me a. It was like it was going north, south, east, and west kind of thing. And it was up there for like 20 minutes, and didn't go away. And then finally, when it felt complete, and I could feel the shift, it was the most amazing thing. So it's
beautiful.
I don't know. I just had to share that with everybody.
Beautiful.
And
out there are having these experiences with the animals, and they're real. Real.
Yeah.
They're helping us open, you know. Verbal communication is great, and we've been using it for centuries. But the telepathy that the animals have, they walk, you know, they're talking all day long, and people, I don't know, there's some kind of belief system out there, I don't subscribe to it, that animals are stupid or something because they don't speak English, you know. That's not true. You know, we're seeking to go where they are, which is where we have this pure communication.
Right.
They know every nuance in your thought forms. They read the vibration perfectly. So if you say one thing to an animal and you do another, they're going to lose a little trust in you. You really have to be straight up with them. They're all about integrity, you know.
Interesting.
And just love. You know, you just don't want to ever say, I'm going to do this and then do something else, you know.
Are you talking about doing something for yourself, or are you talking about doing something for them?
No, I'm talking about when we have animal communication classes, we encourage people to be really like, say, I'm going to meet with you on Thursday night. We're going to have a meditation. We're going to talk. I'm going to have my journal ready. I'm going to make a really big effort to hear what you have to say to me. Or maybe it's just, I'm going to take you for a walk in the park when I get home Thursday. And then you don't do it, you see. So, I mean, you want to talk to them just like you're talking to anybody else that's your closest, dearest friend or family member. And stay true to that, because then it's really going to open for you. It's that place of gratitude again, where you're just grateful for their presence and they know it. And, you know, if you ignore them, they're still going to love you, but you're going to have such a great relationship with them if you open to this love space, this heart space where they live, and just get out of your head and know that you can do it. And then you're going to find yourself being more telepathic and intuitive with people, too. Life is going to be easier. It's just going to be more fun. Because you won't have so much doubt. You won't have so much fear.
Yeah. So talk about, you wanted to talk about that it's time for us to change the way we treat our animals.
Yeah, it is.
Are you ready to talk about that, or is something else you want to talk about before?
I do want to talk about that, but now I'm feeling the dolphin and whale thing coming.
Then.
We talk a little bit. Should we talk a little bit about that on the line?
So just hold on for 1 minute. Do you want to take the call, or do you want to just talk about the dolphin for a minute?
Just for a minute, I think, because it's come up and it's a big part of my work now. And I just want to say that we're in the presence in our oceans, folks, of what I call super sentient beings. These are beings that are the ancient beings, first beings on the planet. For example, dolphins are beings that have evolved through the Pleiades, and they've come down, and they're totally here in service to us in a way that's so large you can't imagine. They're like a rainbow bridge for us to reach a higher state of awareness and consciousness, to go to the bliss zone, if you will, which is where the whales are. We'll talk about that in a minute. So when you think of a dolphin, you can't even, like, not smile, because they're so happy. They're such,
that's right. Dolphin energy
being
is so joyful. That's right.
It's so joyful and it's so healing that I just want to encourage people to bring that into their lives wherever you live. You don't have to go to the ocean and jump in with them. It's nice if you can do that. That's a great opening. But if you can bring that dolphin energy into your life with pictures and with sounds and movies, and just open to it, you will start to communicate in a different way. They can speed things up for you and they can help heal you. They look, you know, with their sonar, they can look right through you. And you don't have to go to the doctor. And then you can receive an alignment. There's a lot of calendars and dolphin stuff out there now to help people with that. You know, they're
right.
Emissaries of light, and they are here on the planet to assist us in so many ways. And in a sense, they're us in evolved state. It's what we're seeking to go to. So when I was living in Baja and I was recovering, and then later just living there, I started to have communication like a group voice. And again, I was still giving credit for everything to the cat. But then I was opening more to other voices that I would hear more than. In fact, you helped me with that. But the voices I were hearing weren't necessarily just CUDA. And so I started to communicate with the dolphins. And as I did, the pod grew, and it grew. And when I was there for like 6 years. And when I left, there were like 33 of them. And so now I communicate with dolphins all the time. And everybody that wants to can open to 3 dolphin guides. That's how many dolphins are here in the etheric and in the world, here on Earth now, to help us. So if you open to that, it may sound a little far out, but it's great. I had a guy call me up yesterday, and he goes, I got one of my names of my 3 dolphins. I got one. I'm going to get the other 2. So
now you say that each one of us has 3 dolphin guides?
Yes. And we want to encourage you
to
communicate with them. Some people see them. Some people just feel them. But just open folks to the dolphin energy and the communication, because you see, they have they're voluntary breathers, for starter, and we're involuntary breathers. So in our state of evolution, we're consciously wanting to go to where they are. So in other words, if you think of God, goddess, source, energy, they don't sleep. There's no need to sleep. There's no need to eat. They're just pure light. Dolphins have a perfectly balanced brain system. Both sides of their brain are balanced. They have this figure eight loop running all the time. They can shut down one side and meditate, but they don't really ever sleep.
Wow.
And they're conscious with every breath. And we're not.
Yeah.
So we actually leave our bodies when we sleep. They don't. They're fully conscious all the time. So that's an amazing thing. And then if you want to go to the next step, then we're talking about the ancient elders on the planet. The first beings are the whales. And so in my healing work now, I use the Merkaba, the actual soul energy of the whale. In fact, we opened it in our Akashic Record. After we opened our Akashic Records tonight, we brought in the whale So everybody's probably feeling that. I hope so, because this is the largest beings on the planet. And I follow kind of in the footsteps of John Lilly, who says communication with the whales and dolphins is the greatest achievement mankind can aspire to. That's a big statement.
Yeah.
That's a really big statement. So I believe it's important, and it just brings people so much joy. 2 weeks ago, we were out, and we saw a megapod. A megapod is like 1,000 dolphins.
Wow.
I mean, that's amazing. It's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
It just takes you to the blood zone. So also then, just to access those energies for healing, the whales and dolphins can heal you and realign your body and your auric fields faster than anything I've ever seen. So we can talk about that maybe another time. But, I mean, it's
real.
Yeah, maybe
next week or something like that.
It's really important.
I want to get to our caller.
Okay, yeah.
And then we can expand on this. Because that, to me, whales and dolphins is one whole program in itself.
Okay.
Okay, Caller, are you still there?
Hi, Dana. This is Althea, and I am so excited to be on this call and so grateful.
Just comment. It's Donna.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Donna.
I'm so excited to have you, Althea. That's great.
Thank you, and I'm hoping the Akashic Records are open tonight on this particular subject because my call, although I love my cat, Sammy, is not about her. It's about dolphins and whales.
There you go.
Yeah, I was like, come on, guys, let's get to dolphins and whales. In 2001, I went to New Zealand. I was guided to go. I went on faith, and that's where I had my clairvoyant awakening. The very first day that I got there, I swam with dolphins, and they were sounding in a bay so strongly that it actually kind of shook my nervous system, like my brain hurt.
Uh-huh.
And I do believe that part of their sounding, although it was natural, whatever they were doing in their arena, was clearing the pathways open for that clairvoyant opening. I didn't know it at the time, but it just made sense because my head hurt so badly in the water. And then when I looked down, I had two dolphins below me, tail to tip, to nose, circling, going in a circle. And after that, I don't remember a thing.
Huh.
And So that was my dolphin experience. And in 2007, I was on the Big Island of Hawaii, and I swam with dolphins in their natural habitat out in the ocean. That was lovely. And it was later on Mauna Kea, I was with some kahuna friends, and one of them just started cracking up when another one was sounding behind my back on my heart doing some work. And I had no idea what was happening, just like most of my life. And they're cracking up because I've always had a fear of whales. I don't anymore. But they were putting the whale energy back into my heart.
And the kahuna was, or the dolphins were?
The kahunas were.
Wow. That's
great. So for me, I just feel connected deeply. And when I was in Maya land in 2008, I just came into the knowing that it's hooked with the, you know, that this whole connection is the Pleiades, it's the blue ray, it's the grid system, it's helping with the consciousness of the planet, maintaining those grid systems in higher consciousness. And so this conversation, I'm hoping, gets even richer with the two of you adding in your insight.
What would you like to hear us talk about?
Well, one, I would really like to know, on New Zealand especially, because it's been on my mind, what was New Zealand all about? I know there's some Lemuria in there. What was it about, and what's the connection between the whales and the dolphins?
For you?
Yeah.
Or in general for the planet?
For me.
Okay. And your name is Althea, right?
Yeah.
Is that your real name?
Your name's Donna.
Yeah. A lot of people make that mistake, though. But it's the D-A-H-N-A is the da. That's okay. Okay. So go ahead and so, Lori, what are you getting on this?
I'm getting that it was important for you to go back to New Zealand because in multiple lifetimes you've been there. I'm getting that's a very rich land for you. You had many happy lifetimes there. You've been like a shaman, a pipe carrier. I'm getting also you're connected to the ancient, that volcanic energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting that your higher self was ready for this activation that only the cetaceans can give you. You know, there's certain activations that we receive from beings both seen and unseen, but for you to connect with these the whales, or specifically, I guess, those two dolphins were doing some kind of dolphin, what we call a dolphin call, balancing with your brain. So that, just before you called in, I was talking about how it's important to work on balancing the halves of our brains. So many people live only on one side or the other side, or, you know, and they're teaching us, and they show us how to do that. I actually do a workshop where I'm learning more about it every time I do it. But, I mean, we put people down on the floor, and I've worked with the Pleiadians a lot, and I've written down what they've said, and so far everything they've told me works, you know. So you just have to trust, you know.
And I believe exactly what you said, that they were working on that balancing of the brain, because it was like, you know, lightning going through from one side to the other, and I felt the connections being made. At that time, I wouldn't have said that. I just felt it, like, from one end of my brain to the other, it was like connected.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what else, too, that I'm... Go ahead.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm just saying that it's the healing that occurs. It's like you're a testimonial to what I was just saying. The healing that occurs when people connect with whale and dolphin energy, whether they get in the water or not. There's these amazing healings going on with autistic children, with crippled children. There's just story after story after story. And then just, you know, my little world where we go out on the boats or we do a workshop where we lay people down, people are realigned. They are healed. I mean, it's like, I don't want to say we're going to put doctors out of work with we connect with these beings, but we are.
I mean, but the other thing, too, that I was getting about this, the New Zealand experience for you, Althea, was it also had to do with a major clearing from a peace and trust point of view.
Oh, believe me, I ran off that island as scared shitless. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. Scared to
well,
know.
Well, CBS, you can say whatever you want.
Because it was like the, you know, it's almost like they have to make it so real it's over the top. It was so over the top for me that it was, you know, it was like there's no doubt this stuff is real.
But you're processing it, and now you're sharing it. And look at that.
Yeah.
That's a full circle.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
You processed it, then you called in tonight, you're sharing it with people. That's what we want. We want people to have these experiences that they can share so that everybody else can feel more comfortable, too. Because
right.
That's what it's about.
Yeah, but you know what? Before we go any farther, Lori, you got to tell people how to get a hold of you. We haven't done that yet, and we're almost we're three-quarters into the program, and we just got someone called.
I will. I want to say one more thing.
Give them your phone number and how to get your email and how to get a hold of you, and then we'll continue on with Althea here. Go ahead.
Okay. So my phone number is 619-271-9461. I'll repeat that. 619-271-9461. And we're building a website, but right now you need to email me, okay? And that is peaceplace@yahoo.com. It's T, like in Paul, U, like in universe, double D, like in dog, Y, F, like in Sam, place, PLACE. So it's PUDDYSPLACE, peaceplace@yahoo.com.
Great. And if for some reason you can't get a hold of her and you want to get a hold of her, you can call me, and my private number is 216-691-1233, and Rianne is her spiritual name, and she does work. And you've got a dolphin trip coming up soon, don't you?
I do, for people in Southern California, or I should say even in Las Vegas.
No,
or
anybody who wants to show up.
or wherever you are. The next one is March 7th. I was just going to say, we had people come from all over for the last one. It's March 7th. That's next weekend on Saturday, and it's also the festival, the annual Festival of the Whales in Laguna in Southern California. So it's a huge day, and we expect to see all kinds of wonderful things. And we go out we have a meditation, and then we go out where we set our intentions. And I want to talk just briefly about intentional evolution, too. But we set our intentions, and we go on the boat. And we have this incredible thing. And I walk around and usually get personal messages for everybody. And then we also usually get a group message, which I'd like to share briefly on the group message, too, we got last time. And then you can go down under the boat into this glass pod where you can experience seeing their whole bodies as they swim by. You know, it's like two or three people can go down at a time. It's really incredible. And at the end, we do a circle prayer meditation. Sometimes people bring musical instruments and singing bowls. And, you know, we pray for, you know, for healing for the planet and all that. It's good.
Right.
But the important thing is going back to what she said and also in alignment with what I do, is what we're working to do, folks, is enter into the pod mind. You know, the good of the many as opposed to the good of the one. It's so important to understand that there's been this feeling of lack on the planet. There's always been enough of everything. It's just the distribution.
Yes.
There's always been plenty of food, plenty of water,
and
plenty of
life.
And there still is. And
yes,
there's no
right.
scarcity. The dolphins
right.
and whales teach us that. It's that pod
right.
mind. So when you can enter into the oneness, we're going back to that. That's what happened to you, too, Althea. Is that correct?
Yes, and that was my third question, which was the pod mind. I'm considering moving. I know I'm moving. And but what I should say is I'm considering moving where my pod is.
And where do you live now?
I live in Colorado. I used to be a Southern California girl. I definitely enjoyed, like, my awakening in my land. That was good, and I know I'm not going there. And, you know, I've had New Zealand on there because it was a powerful awakening, but I don't think I'm moving internationally. So I'm still working on that, and that's why I think I've had that New Zealand on my mind.
Hmm. Yeah, and the idea is that wherever it is that you choose to move, what's really important for you to understand, Althea, is that you have to go where you feel in alignment. And you may have to try a few different places out. Not necessarily to move there, but to visit to say, yes, I'm in alignment here.
Mm-hmm.
And it may, in fact, not be by water.
When I had the dream come into my mind in December of 08, there was deer and snow.
I know. I didn't want to break it to you, but
no,
I
it's okay. I'm at that point in my life where, you know, I was shoveling snow, and I hate to say the F word again, but there was two years ago shoveling snow, and I was like, this isn't the water I was thinking of, you know. And now I realize that sometimes it's home.
Yeah.
Well, it occurs
to you
too.
I was trying to be gentle and allow you to come to it, but. What I was getting is that it may not be by the ocean. Yes, that's true. You know, a grand body of water comes in many, many ways. That's very
right.
true.
Frozen for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
But I'm just so
all
thankful,
right.
and your conversations are so rich, and I definitely want to hang up so you can get back to it, because it really was just, I mean, I was just bitten, you know, dying to hear about the whales and the dolphins.
And have you listened before, or is this your first time? You've called in before, haven't you?
I have. I adore you. I'm actually, I mean, I got to be honest, I think I'm taking your class.
Oh, well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I know you're in Colorado, but as you know, I go where I'm invited, but I'm also doing one in Cleveland on March 14th and 15th for a level one. So if that's of interest, please call me offline. You can get a big discount if you register before March 9th. So.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Anyway. I love these callers. Aren't these just so great?
Oh.
You know, this program
perfect.
is to me is it's all about not only my guests like you, but it's also, you know, when I don't have a guest, it's all about interacting with those folks who are listening, because that's
right.
You know, one voice speaks for so many. So that's what's
yeah.
real important. 'Cause I know that there was a lot of other people that wanted to hear about the whales and the dolphins, and you know, the interesting
notice
thing
how
about say again. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying, notice how the synchronicity of the call, too, because she was waiting, you know, and then I said, no, I have to talk about the whales. And
yeah,
then
we didn't even
that's
know
what she was
to
waiting
say.
To hear. So
yeah,
that was perfect.
Exactly. Yeah.
We are each other's synchronicities.
Yeah, well, that's it. And what the thing is the what I know about the whales, I mean, there was like I don't study the whales, the dolphins, the way you do, but my sense is really more of a although I don't like to use the word, but I'm going to say it anyway. It's from an intuitive point of view. It's from a deep inner knowing point of view. It's not like it's from a point of it's like my body remembers. That's very interesting. I can just feel this
being a whale.
Yes. My body remembers not only being a whale, my body and my being remembers riding
the whales.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay, it's like that movie Whale Rider is so real. It was like the idea is that, but I can remember. It's almost like 9,000 years ago or more, 9 billion years ago, whenever this planet started, being one of those beings,
ancient beings
that
yeah.
have
well, in your DNA
colonized this planet.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
And get this,
and
because, you see, the whales tell me that they're the Akashic Record consultants, so to speak, of the cosmos. They
yes,
use... The Akashic records of the Earth and us are hidden in the water molecules in the ocean.
Yes.
And the whales can access that. So, see,
and
that,
the humans.
Because we've all been that.
Yeah.
Yes. And amazing.
We're like 70% water, you know.
Exactly. And, of course, Dr. Emoto's work has proven that just with one shot, you can change the crystallization in the water within your body or anywhere else.
That's
and the whales, when we get a little bit more telepathic with them, we get a little bit more down the road, it's not going to be that long, they tell us that they'll be able to communicate with us through the fluid in a person's body how to treat any kind of health malady. So that's
wow,
pretty
that's amazing.
In the meantime, we just have to turn it over to them. I mean, can you imagine, you know, a doctor or someone that's, you know, a treatment specialist is working with a whale, and the whale is diagnosing the person through the fluids in their body. We're not that far away from that.
Well,
in the meantime,
right.
we just use their sounds. And, you know, I mean, I use sounds, and I use crystals, and I use my telepathic abilities, and, of course, the cats help me. And I put people on a bed, or, you know, and we like, literally spin that the dissonant energy out of them and realign them, fill them back up with love, and it takes about an hour, sometimes less. And they get up, and they feel better.
And do you do this remotely? I mean, can you do this in a distance session as well as
I can do it in a distance session, too. For an open person, I can. Yeah.
Yeah,
with a speakerphone because they need the whale sounds. We don't need
right.
the whale. We need, but, you know, we use the whale sounds because
sure.
that really opens. Somehow that changes the molecular structure in their body with those deep sounds. And then they become more open and receptive.
Do you use a specific CD that you would recommend that has whale sounds and dolphin sounds on it? Is there one that you use more than others?
Yeah,
okay.
There is one that I recommend, and I got it in Hawaii, but I know you can get it on Amazon. It's called The Calling.
The Calling.
Calling, and I would actually have to go get up, and I can't do that with, you know, what the radio show would tell
you. I'll tell you what, if they can email me or call me. Yeah,
they can email
you or call either you or me, and we will get that information because I want to get that as well. I'm getting it's interesting because Nana's house is only a block away from the lake, and it's not an ocean, but it's the closest thing that we have in Ohio. So
it works.
but it's still water, you know, and it's Lake Erie, and it's only a block away, but there's something that clicked when you were saying that I'm feeling a real yearning to hear. I mean, again, my body is hearing and remembering the sounds. It's almost like I can feel the sonar. I can feel the.
Yeah.
I can feel the sounds as they balance and align my being. I mean, I can feel it. I mean, I can just feel. I don't know if anybody else out there can feel this, but I certainly can feel it because you really carry this, Laurie, well.
Yeah. Who's laughing and say, next time you're going to have an MRI, forget it and just play whale sounds.
There you go. A little tough to read a whale sound, but we'll get there.
I mean, you just let that, you know, like, you know, let them diagnose you and heal you.
That's right, exactly. The whales will do it. But, you know, we're like 4 minutes away from the end of the show. So before time flies when you're having fun, like I said. You know, that's why I want you to come back next week. Can you do that?
I think so.
Wait a minute. Next week would be, like, what time are you done with your thing with the dolphins? Because
It's Saturday is the whale boat trip, but Sunday is the Soul Family Gathering. And our good friend Wendy Hornick is going to be going to Canada. So.
Maybe we can
do it. The week after I'm at the Sri Ram Kaur thing. So we'll do it soon. How about, like, you know.
We will pick it up and I will let everybody know when you're going to be here.
Yeah, it won't be long. It won't be long. But I love
you. Yeah, because we really
Great.
Want you back, and we really want to be able to finish this conversation, because there were questions we didn't get to tonight.
Right. Right.
You know,
we want to talk about questions
We were questions that were emailed to us, and so you and I offline will figure out a date, and then I will tell everybody, and they can email me the questions ahead of time, like Lucita did, and we will get to those questions. Okay.
Yeah, because there's a lot more animal communication stuff I think that we could do too. You know, we didn't
hear
all
absolutely.
Of that.
Absolutely.
Animals that have crossed over want to talk, and you know all of
yeah.
that. You know, healing and clearing.
All
and
of that. there's a whole lot to talk about and be with and inform people with, and that. But I think the most important thing we talked about tonight was the fact that by opening, as an individual, if we can open our hearts to the message of love that our animals have to bring to us, we can heal our hearts and create peace in our lives, which will then move us into a totally different space of being willing to receive.
Yes. Yes. To receive the blessings that they bring us, and just that unconditional special love that they have.
Well, yes, not only that, but once we find that peace and we feel aligned in that love, we then are more willing to receive the abundance of the universe.
Yes.
And our animals
something
can do that for us. Okay.
Something
okay.
just popped into my mind I'd like to mention.
Sure.
There's a lot of different questions were asked about rescue right now, because there's a feeling of scarcity, again, we discussed, which is going around, and people are sometimes feeling that they can't afford to keep their animals, so they're taking them to rescue facilities and things like that. So I want to point out that I'm not saying it's right or wrong, I'm just saying I want to point out an example of something that's in my life right now, and it will become hopefully national and international. It's called the Pegasus Rising Project. Recently here in Southern California, there were 27 Arabian horses in neglect up in Northern California, and people with positive minds got together as a group, and they found a way to rescue these beautiful Arabian horses and bring them down here into my neck of the woods, which is San Diego. And what they've been guided to do as light workers and spirit beings is to heal these horses, which we're doing all with volunteers, hundreds of volunteers, actually, and veterinarians are coming, and so that these horses then can be part of a healing center for autistic children and, you know, people. And I was out there this morning, and we were working on a naming ceremony, because we felt that some of the horses want new names, and they want to start their lives over. And it's the most incredible thing, but they do need help, and that they're an example of what anybody can do, be it small or be it large. And, again, it's called PegasusRising.org. You guys should check it out. They do need help, too, financially, because it takes a lot of hay and, you know, things like that to feed the horses. And if you're in Southern California, you may want to volunteer. But it's an example, and it helps answer some of the questions we had in the email about rescue. There's always another way if you choose
That's
it.
That's right.
But if you don't, there's no judgment from your animal.
Well,
so,
you know what? We are now a minute over, so we have to close this show. And I don't I could continue talking to you for hours. And I know that the listeners want to hear from you again. So we'll figure out that day. And I can't thank you enough for being on the show. You brought such richness to us tonight. And please tell Pudi we send her love and light, and Auntie loves her.
Oh, that's great. And just if people want to talk more about animal communication or whale and dolphin healing, just encourage them to call me.
That's right. Give them your phone number again.
Okay, it's 619-271-9461. We try to be available to everyone as much as we can to, you know, help through, you know, with your questions. So thank
Absolutely.
You, everyone, and thank you, Donna, for having us.
Oh, thank you for being here. So I have to close the show, folks, but so I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records for all their wonderful healing wisdom that has come forward tonight. We wish you all a wonderful, miracle-filled week. Come back next week with your questions. Email me your questions at info@akashicwisdom.com or call your questions in, and for anything. It's not just animal stuff. Next week we're wide open, sole purpose. Who knows what's going to come forward from the records. But I love you all, so have a great week. And with that, we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones, and close the records of the Akashic Wisdom Show on March 1st, 2009, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you would all join me in saying amen.
Amen.
Amen. And thank you so much again, Ryan.
You're
Take care, everyone. Good night.